Illinois' congressional delegation takes shelter as pro-Trump extremists breach the Capitol building.
The current president incited this coup, encouraged it, and did little to protect the Capitol and the Constitution.
That's Republican Adam Kinzinger. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, January 7th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with pro-Trump extremists storming the Capitol and how Illinois' congressional delegation reacted. Ryan Denham has the story.
Shameful, terrible, a coup attempt, and a sad day for the country. Those were the words from Illinois' Democratic and Republican lawmakers after the violent insurrection yesterday in Washington. The U.S. Capitol went into lockdown as lawmakers conducted a formal tally of Electoral College votes and debated objections to those results. Senator Tammy Duckworth and her staff were safely moved to a central location where many lawmakers took shelter. She says a violent mob should not stop Congress from doing its job.
I would not be deterred from carrying out my constitutional duties by a mob, by a violent mob that chooses to intentionally try to storm the Capitol and conduct a coup attempt.
Coup attempt, she said. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger called it the same. And speaking on NBC, the Bloomington Normal native pointed the blame at his own party.
Anybody that calls themselves a Republican, like myself, should be very ashamed right now.
That's because many other Republicans have falsely decried rigged results. Here's Kinzinger again in a video statement last night.
The current president incited this coup, encouraged it, and did little to protect the Capitol and the Constitution.
Other House Republicans were silent on Trump yesterday. Among them was Congressman Darren LaHood of Peoria. He put out a statement saying the rioting and violence must stop. LaHood himself is a close Trump ally. He signed on to the failed Texas lawsuit that tried to invalidate millions of votes from four key swing states that went for President-elect Joe Biden. Tammy Duckworth, a Democrat, said the short Go Home in Peace video that Trump posted yesterday during the Capitol breach did not help matters.
It is shameful that the President of the United States, after inciting violence, would only spend one minute after he successfully incites his violence to tell his supporters to go home. But even in that 1 minute, he continues to spread lies and repeat false claims.
Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Rodney Davis, who represents parts of Bloomington Normal, called it a sad day for our country. He says the lawlessness has got to stop. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker went much further. He called on Congress to impeach and remove Trump from office. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find full NPR coverage of this developing story right now at WGLT.org. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The McLean County Health Department reported three more COVID-19-related deaths yesterday. The death toll is now 116 as the county's testing positivity rate and hospital bed capacity improve. Statewide Tier 3 COVID-19 mitigations could be lifted within 10 days. The governor also says people age 65 and older instead of 75 will be in the next priority group for vaccination. And House Republicans are again demanding answers from the Illinois Department of Employment Security over slow processing of unemployment benefits. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Members of Congress got back to work last night, just hours after those extremists stormed the Capitol building. Illinois Senior Senator Dick Durbin spoke about what happened. Here's an excerpt from his remarks.
What brought this on? Did this mob spring spontaneously from America? No. This mob was invited to come to Washington on this day by this president for one reason. Because he knew the Electoral College vote was going to be counted this day. He wanted this mob to disrupt the constitutional process which we are part of. This mob was inspired by a president who cannot accept defeat. If you wonder whether I'm going too far in what I say, just read the transcript with the Secretary of State from Georgia. and listen to this president's wild conspiracy theories, one after the other, swatted down by that Republican elected official and his attorney as having no basis in fact. This president begs, he coaxes, he even threatens that Secretary of State to find the votes he needs. In any other venue, that would be a simple, obvious crime. The lengths he will go to are obvious. The Texas senator says to us, well, many people still agree with him, you know, when it gets down to the bottom line. Many people have fallen for this presidential position that it must have been a rigged election if I lost. Well, I would say that after we've lost count, 57 lawsuits, 62 lawsuits, I've heard so many numbers, after 90 different judges, after this president took his case, the best he could put together, to the highest court in the land across the street, where he had personally chosen three justices on the Supreme Court, I say to the senator from Texas, you know much more about that court than I do. I don't believe they let that paper that he sent up there even hit the desk before they laughed it out of the court. And that's the best he had to offer. No evidence whatsoever of this rigged election and this fraudulence. The senator from Texas says, we just want to create a little commission. 10 days, we're going to audit all the states, particularly the ones in contention here, and find out what actually occurred. And it really draws its parallel in 1876, Hayes and Tilden. Don't forget what that commission, that so-called political compromise, achieved. It was not just some ordinary governmental commission. It was a commission that killed Reconstruction, that established Jim Crow, that even after a civil war which tore this nation apart, it re-enslaved African Americans, and it was a commission that invited the voter suppression we are still fighting today in America. Let me close by saying this. The vote we're going to have here is a clear choice of whether we are going to feed the beast of ignorance or we are going to tell the truth to the American people.
That's Illinois senior Democratic Senator Dick Durbin speaking last night on the Senate floor. Before we let you go, the Normal Planning Commission meets today at 5. On the agenda is a proposed senior housing development near Fairview Park. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, advanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.